Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 17. We're looking for Nene. We can't find her, but we found the dungeon. Whoops!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! Yes! We are... Oh, ready? We're ready to get spanked?
Oh my God.
You are going to get it. Ready?
It's been so long. That's when you know this is live, folks.
We are feeling horny tonight.
Just going now.
We're fueled and we're ready to go. We've entered the dungeon. I'm ready to be dominated. Oh, God. One more time. Oh, Jesus Christ. That felt amazing.
Okay, let's keep it YouTube friendly.
That I'm was a child amazing. Of God.
I'm gonna end up on Pornhub in a minute.
Jesus. Jesus, help me through it. Gee, that was good. The pain, it's always painful at first, but then it feels really good. Right?
Just like this
I'm
show.
I'm innocent. I don't know what's happening.
Naive like Cynthia.
I brought a whip.
It's all right. Win. It's all right. For me.
All right. Yes, I know. I see you guys in the live chat. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, our favorite day of the week. It is Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm your host, Hollywood Lean.
And I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I'm like Cynthia, I don't know what to do.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
Yes, and you guys are saying episode 17, I can't believe we're already here. I know, it's been a crazy ride, but if you look back on it, a lot has happened, and a lot has happened in this episode, so we're going to talk about it. We have a lot to discuss. We have some tweets that are going to blow your mind. The gossip is insane tonight. We have some real piping hot tea that you might already know, but you haven't heard our perspective on it. So, and we might have a little tidbit that not a lot of other people know. I think everyone knows the general basis, but we got some extra tea. You know, like the frosting on top, the white stuff, the cream filling.
Mm. We need the cherry.
Oh, God. She said cream. All right, you guys.
All right, God, we're gonna get whipped tonight so much.
It's hot in here.
I know. Leanne's being bad tonight.
Why don't you take off your jacket, Drew?
Because I'm a child of God, Leanne.
God can approve. He made the body for you to express it.
Right.
Touche.
The girls have gathered, as have we, to talk about Nene. We're looking for her. We haven't finded her.
Not finding.
She's been banned. She's been banned from the show.
She's been lost, and she hasn't been found. But Drew has, apparently, tonight. She's been hit by the amazing grace tonight.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, that whip is like...
Here you go.
Thank you.
Been dying to just grab
I've
it.
I've been fiending for it.
All right, well, before we jump into the dungeon, we have a lot to discuss, though. The girls have gathered to talk about Nene. You know, I don't know. I thought we were going to see more. I was going to say, usually, when it's this type of episode, I always start with, it's a continuation of the last episode. But it really isn't. Like, we went into a different day. I thought we were going to see what happened after that clip that we've been shown forever for months.
Yeah.
Why is there no more footage? What the F? I'm pissed about this.
I was on Twitter, and like a lot of people are saying they think Nene fought Portia, and it's not going on TV because it's going to look very bad for her to have fought a pregnant lady.
Do you think so? I don't think she would have fought Portia.
I wouldn't put it beneath Nene,
to be
honest.
Well, that 2 days later clip, I don't think Portia was angry, so I don't think...
But here's the thing, though. Nene has stepped up for Portia so many times when Portia was in the wrong, and Portia's a very loyal person, and I feel like Portia would... Kind of like...
Well, she's kind of like half loyal because she's like letting the cat out of the bag and saying, guys, don't let the cat out of the back. Oh, it's out. Oops.
So you actually think Portia, I mean, Nene would fight Portia?
I don't think Nene got, consciously.
I think the emotions got caught up.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're going to get there. For now, we're just talking about a belt that's been ripped off.
Yeah.
What do we think about this belt? And apparently, Portia and Candy are best friends. Mm-hmm. That was really interesting. Portia was acting like she didn't want us to know. But, girl, you wanted us to know. Let's keep it real. Let's talk about the belt situation and why do we think Bravo is not showing us this footage? We deserve to see this footage.
Show us the receipts.
This isn't like the boat episode in New York Housewives where they were like, you know, they were about to capsize and, you know, they had to put the camera down to save everyone's life. Like, Nene is not a hurricane and she's one woman and there's plenty of PAs running around all over the place. We saw them throughout the whole season. Obviously, like, they intervened. Why can't we see the rest of the footage?
Because I legitimately think it put Nene in a bad light. Nene is the captain of the ship. And those girls know that Nene's the captain of the ship, and they're not about to throw her under the bus.
But they already have, and the light is already bad.
But they're, okay, it's one thing, they're not really throwing her under the bus, if you think about it. They're alluding to it, but they're not flat out saying it.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, because, like, they can technically be like, that's the people's perception of it. I didn't say it, that's just what people think. Instead of them flat out saying it, and then Nene can be like, you specifically said this.
Now, you know how poor she is. If somebody actually put hands on her, especially with her being pregnant and being in this whole blissful state that she's in, you don't think that at that lunch with Candy, she would be a little more angry.
I think she probably could have been angry outside of it, but I think Portia's smart about her money, and I don't think she's going to try to stop her bag by putting it on TV. You have to remember these things are scheduled, and they go and film it. So they could have had the conversation before all this, and she could have been mad, and then when it's time to go have the lunch and
film. I don't think that she actually... I mean, I think I would need to see the footage, because I feel like Candy was... I don't know what her closet space really is, but Candy's in there, Portia's in there, and the camera people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, is there even really room for her just to run up on Portia like that? Like,
I don't think she beat her down. I'm just saying, I think she got...
It got physical.
I think she got more physical with the camera person.
Me too.
And not Portia, and Portia may have been in a crossfire and got caught up, and maybe some camera fell on her.
They're not showing it because she really got into it with the crew.
I think so too. And Portia. You know what? Also, it's different if we're going to talk about the nitty gritty. We do have to talk about details because this is what we're doing. We're dissecting the situation, you guys. And if we look at the two different fabrics, that $3 H&M shirt is very viable to rip. But Portia's little silky little thing too, that's really easy to rip. Mm-hmm. So I think Nene was maybe trying to push her out of the way or kind of sweep her out of the way. And maybe her fingernail got caught. I don't know. But Portia, like, she had some sort of rippage in her clothing that she was kind of trying to hide.
Right.
That Candy kind of brought to the forefront. We're going to get into this. We have a lot more to discuss, and we're going to really dive in deep. We're going to do a poll and find out whose side are you on. Don't tell me right away. Let it dissect and process for a minute, because we're going to look at every side. You know what I mean? This is also a woman that told you more than 5 times to stay out of the closet.
Yeah, and she told Candy first. So I'm kind of like, why would you jump on Portia? Exactly.
So we're gonna gonna just talk about both sides. You know what I mean? Because I'm a Nene stan. Even when she makes it hard for me, I still love Nene. So we're gonna really talk about both sides. But for now, we want to let Shamari know that she was wasted. Right, Tanya? You are my soul sister. And it's taken me a really long time to get this out, and it really wasn't worth it. But yeah, I cleaned your puke up. Yeah.
Thirsty, as I said last week. Every episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so desperate.
Yeah,
she's
for real.
She's right desperate now. For a friend, for sure. And definitely desperate enough to clean up the throw-up, because that's the job that I don't want to do, like, at all.
To clean up, yeah. But why is it now a thing? Now I'm bonded to you. Now you have to be my friend.
Yeah, I want to know what sign Tanya is. I feel like she's like a Libra or something. She's very picky.
Yeah, she's very,
oh my gosh, please let me be a housewife next year.
I mean, I can understand that she's trying to, like, fit in with a group of girls that already have, like, some sort of mold, but you need to, like, I don't know.
She's not comfortable in herself, and it's a problem for me.
Her personality doesn't mesh with theirs.
I just feel like people need to be more natural.
That's what I'm saying, exactly, personality. Show me who you are, and then it might be better.
She's adding a lot of extra to me. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that I've talked about on the show is my ass. I've discussed it plenty of times. Things going up it, usually involving a colonic. I'm not trying to get that perverted tonight. I have talked about getting a colonic plenty of times.
I
want
to get one. I have not.
I'm serious. Like, I advocate it.
Have you gotten it up here?
Yeah, they're really good.
Are you sure?
No, it feels amazing. You really, I mean, you're full of shit. Don't you want to get cleared out?
I think that you can do a regular detox without doing a colonic.
No, I definitely, and I have done those too, but it's something about...
The water,
something about physically cleaning it out and not just like digestively. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so what are the benefits? Because she said something about losing weight and she want to get snatched for the wedding.
Well, you can get you can lose weight because you're actually clearing out stuff that might have been stuck there for a long time. They massage your stomach, so your walls and your intestines, everything is kind of getting stimulated for release. You know what I mean?
Does stuff get stuck in there like for a long time?
Absolutely, there's stuff. You know how long it takes me to digest?
That's why I'm a vegetarian.
No. Oh! Do you know how long it takes for carrots to digest? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
And sometimes corn never gets digested. Exactly. So on that note, let's get a colonic.
I think we should all get a colonic together and FaceTime what we do.
I don't understand why they FaceTime each other. That's like sitting on the toilet talking to your friend.
You don't do that?
Stop trying to act like you've never had any type of experience back there.
What?
I haven't.
All right. Well,
I bought a coupon for Living Social, but I have not used it yet. So let's
You gotta
go.
Be careful where you go.
I went to one down the street in Burbank. It's fantastic.
Yeah, is it super clean?
It's right on Barham in the Hill. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways. The girls are trying to be less full of shit right now with this colonic situation. But for now, the DeVos are stuck in the 90s, aren't they? Like, clothing-wise, yeah, style.
That was their prime, I understand.
Oh, and I love it. Like, I'm a 90s kid, but, you know, we're also in the 2000s right now.
2019.
Exactly. Like, we're almost in the future, y'all. So I think they just need to step it up a little bit. But I did like their little relationship talk. And I like that he kept it real with her. And, you know, like, sometimes... When you drink, dude, like, I can't be having you sucking on women's nipples. If we're married, I don't know. Come on, what do we think about this?
I'm on that because I feel like, to keep it 100, he doesn't care as long as you don't give another guy. I don't think he really cares so much about her with chicks as he does about
I don't know. When there's a camera in your face and there's 10 million people viewing and judging you, I think he might care a little bit.
I think he cares.
I think he cares because the camera's on. Had this been without the cameras, I don't think he would have cared.
He would have been that's just a regular Saturday night for you.
He was in a full-blown relationship when they took that break.
I know, but they're not in it now.
But he's saying it leads to separation because they were at one point separated.
I think, and also what he's saying, too, is if you gets to drink and I drink, then we could be hooking up with other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Matthew Kennedy, thank you for the compliment on my t-shirt. Love it. Yes, Salinas. Anything for Salinas. All right. I don't know, you guys. I'm not trying to, like, you know how I feel about this. I'm a very open person. Mm-mm. But I'm just saying, like, for them right now in the hot seat, this is her first season on Real Housewives. You know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting ride. I'm just going to say that. I'm not trying to throw out any type of judgment.
Are nipples that big of a deal, though?
I don't think so, because we have a whole dungeon party. So,
but I'm saying, like...
And it was over the... It was over the clothes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is PG. Like, get over it, Ronnie. I know.
Who hasn't done over the clothes stuff?
What is this, fifth grade?
But this is like...
I love a good dry hump every now and then.
It's like mirroring Potomac when they were saying, oh, Monique has a drinking problem. You watch Potomac?
No, but we are going to get through the drinking problem thing with Marlo in just a second. Don't get ahead, because right now...
I think part of it is Ronnie was not... I think she's happy to be a housewife. housewife and show her life. He is not really. I think he's just like, okay, I want some exposure so people come to my tour. I don't think he's really ready for, oh my gosh, cameras are going to be looking at me.
No,
my,
I think he wants to have
a ham. He's a ham, Erica. Yeah, yeah. He loves a camera. Are you kidding me?
I think he is like a lot of men who like date bisexual women, as one myself, I can tell you, that they, okay, they think that they're cool with it as long as it benefits them. Because it's like a hot, you know, it's a hot thing to like hook up with another girl as long as they're involved with it. But right, if you're out doing the damn thing on your own, then they have a problem.
It's still cheating. It, whether it's a girl or a guy, it's cheating.
Okay, but
convo.
It's cheating.
Calm down. Are you a nun all of a sudden?
Yeah,
I haven't had a
chicken. I've had some convos with convo, and she is in fact
she's a vegetarian nun every Sunday.
I don't have any meat at all. Damn.
All right, you guys.
No beef for her, yes.
Well, we're going to have some meat because we're entering the dungeon. But for now, we're keeping it to the surface because it's the rehearsals. The rehearsals, and I think they need some rehearsal because clearly they didn't even have a run-through. It's tech day, it's tech week, and they look like they had just one rehearsal. At least they had it. What I do know, what I am getting from this, is that Cynthia just needs to have some lesbian sex and get it over with. Who brings up, so are you going to kiss me? Who even said anything about that? We're dancing right now. Carl, you want my tongue in your mouth already? Gee, Mike's like, I'm going to have to change my flight.
Right?
I really like Mike. Let's talk about this little situation.
Yeah, Cynthia was definitely trying to bring the sexy. Mike and Ronnie was in the building, so they're bringing their bays, and I think this is like getting them ready for real life, like art imitating life. Like they're ready.
Hopefully,
to
they all need to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I will say I agree with you. I really like Mike. I feel like he, especially compared to, like, say, Peter... I feel like he really celebrates who Cynthia is and doesn't try to, like,
hold her back at all.
Yeah, he's just like, she's a freak. I don't know.
She's a freak.
What guy doesn't want a freak? I'm just saying.
What I like about him, or at least what we're seeing of him, is even though he's long distance, he's open to kind of letting the cameras into their relationship. So yeah. I don't really get the greatest vibe from him, but I like the fact that he's like, okay, I know you're a housewife. I know this is what goes
with
the program.
Is it because he's a TV guy too?
I mean, yeah, maybe whatever it is, but he's kind of like, I'm okay with it, as opposed to with, you know, Kenya, where it was like, ooh, keep it a secret. So yeah, I like that even though he's long distance, we're seeing more of him. He's kind of engaged. He does seem to be like a real person. So.
Yeah, I can feel like the TV thing can definitely be a factor in the whole let's speculate and be kind of cautious.
Right.
But I think I'm using it to his advantage this time. The fact that he is a TV person, that's why he's being so open.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why it's working out. You can't fault him for being natural. I kind of like this situation. I like him and Cynthia. I'm into it. Portia reveals that she said sorry and so did Nene, but she's afraid that this is going to spill into the wedding. This is something that we talk about all the time. When it happens, something throughout the season, they hash it out, they forget it, and as soon as they come up on air again, they relive everything and they start getting upset again. But this is something that's happening even before that. Right now, she basically just said, like, I said sorry and so did she. But I know in Housewives history, this isn't just over just yet.
Right.
We have to talk about this. And Nene is going to hate me. I feel like when she said that into the confessional, like, we can't talk about this because our relationship is going to be over. I feel like she hit it right on the money.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's going to be very pleasant. But she didn't shut it down enough for me to be like, she really didn't want this out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... But before we talk about Nene, let's talk about the Portia situation. This is the other thing that's very interesting. If you feel like you didn't do anything wrong, why would you text her, I'm sorry?
Well, she knows that she aggravated the situation by walking into the closet.
Okay, so that's perfect. That is a fact. Okay, all right. I'm glad that we're seeing it from right away. That we're, you know what I mean? Because I don't want it to go into the situation like, Portia is saying sorry for a reason. I think we need to take that into account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, one thing that Nene is saying, that if you're a guest in my home, you have to follow my rules. And we all agree, if someone's in your home and you say, don't go in that room, and they go in that room, how would you feel?
Yeah, no, it's they definitely were in the wrong for going in the closet. I don't think that's, like, up for debate. They were in the wrong.
So that's why they were apologizing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I definitely think Portia legit, like, apologized because she knows she was in the wrong for going in the closet. But to play devil's advocate, she also could have just been, one of those petty people and been like, I'm sorry you feel that way. Like, I'm sorry that's
well, she knows
that.
Her I don't friend.
Think I think I she's scared of the
I was gonna
beast
say, I don't think
bit.
That's what
yeah,
Por-
she
I think
knows
Porsche,
her friend.
I think Porsche legitimately was apologizing because she was like, I'm not trying to get mollywopped by Nene.
Well, she kind of said it. She was like, if I have to bow down out this situation, I'll do that. And I think that's what she's retreating. She's deciding that, hey, our friendship means more to me than to let this go out of control. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's letting the cat out the bag. So I think she kind of has.
She knows who she can get bold with and who she
Well, Candy was like, now that you let the door open, I'm going to kick it open. So oh. Candy was like, yeah. She kind of let it slip out, definitely. What do we think about this situation with Candy reaching out? But Porsche, all of a sudden, assuming they have this alliance. So she's like, Candy called and covered her butt. So now I feel like I had to call, you know, text her too. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
It's not genuine.
They're all playing tiptoeing. They're all tiptoeing.
What? I mean, I think I like the vibe I'm getting between Candy and Porsche because it seems
at least
like,
that's over,
at
right?
At least yeah. From
for
Candy's,
now.
Candy's end, she seems to have like let it go.
Yeah.
As for Nene, I'm not clear why she would think that she and Candy would be in the same situation because obviously you're closer to Nene. So if you feel like you did something wrong, whatever, whether Candy texts her or not, is irrelevant, I think, yeah. to Porsche's relationship with Nene because that's like her big sister. So you should say something.
Two wrongs. Do they make a right? I mean, let's do the math calculation here. 1 + 2 = 3. You know, do two wrongs make a right? I don't think anybody is right in this situation. I don't think the girls were right for going into the closet, and I don't think Nene was right for the way she acted either.
But I think I agree, but I also feel like to me, which is why I guess we need to see the footage, I feel like Nene's more mad because the camera's going in there than
yeah.
she is about Porsche or Candy. Like, and, whatever little
yeah,
thing
and
Candy
she didn't even
say,
get up. Remember? She
yeah,
didn't
like,
get
she was
up.
Like, okay, that's why I was like, hee hee ha ha, until the cameramen start going
she
in there.
She kind of confirmed that on Watch What Happens Live. Somebody asked her, if the cameraman would have went in there, would you have acted like that? And she said, probably not.
Yeah.
So I feel like the cameraman going in there was like, you know, adding extra.
Because I feel like she got triggered because remember last season, the whole cockroach thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I feel like it was just like, I'm not about to go through this again.
Right, like,
and so she got buck wild.
And also, yeah. like, it's you're unprepared. Like, it, the closet is something very, very personal.
Facts. Mine looks like a disaster.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what I mean? Not to, like, be all crazy, and the only reason I'm bringing this up because is y'all is crazy. You know what I mean? I do my research for the show, and I see a lot of the comments. I go on the blogs. The blogs that the girls talk about on the reunion, I go on the blogs, and I see what people write. And somebody was alluding to the fact that, oh, yeah, she didn't want a camera in there because you don't know what she has in there. She might have had like some guns laying around and some money. And I'm like, so what if she did, though? That is her home. And yeah, I don't want a camera in there going in there. Maybe the safe was open or something. The point is, it doesn't matter. It's a personal space. And she wasn't prepared for a camera to go in there. So it doesn't matter what was in there. But I'm just trying to bring that up that I've looked at every type of scenario of like, why did she freaked out and why she didn't want a camera in there, and everyone's opinions is totally different. So I don't know. What I do know is, though, I'm kind of like a Nene stan on this one. I'm gonna pick sides, and I'm gonna go with Nene on this one. Convo,
I'm just confused. Do you have to like tell the crew like beforehand like what your stipulations are? Because I feel like once you open the doors, it's like all access, so you don't feel like that's the case when you're filming?
I don't know. I think it's crazy.
Well, in that case, I feel like I'm Team Nene because I'm going to pull you out. If I see you keep recording, then yeah. I got to do what I got to do.
Are we talking about Team Cameraman and Team Nene or Team Candy and Porsche and Team Nene?
Well, I don't know. Like I'm
because
I'm,
I feel like those are two different.
Yeah, I'm talking
like,
about the I'm talking about the closet scenario.
I feel like even though Candy and Porsche were in the wrong for going in there, I just don't think on any level that should have been the reaction.
Yeah.
That Nene. So I don't want to be on.
How could she stop them, though?
I mean, she listen, we've
if
heard.
If you say no, don't
heard,
go, and they
I'm
keep
saying,
going.
We've heard Nene cuss some people out, and it's been pretty intimidating.
I mean,
she could have gone in there without throwing hands and been equally as intimidating, in my opinion.
What if the sex toys were laying out or something? Like, honestly, like, it could be anything. Like,
I think that it's messy for her to go in there swinging all that. I think, especially, I don't know, maybe I'd feel different if Portia wasn't pregnant, but I just, that whole situation is just like.
But the pregnant thing, though, Portia was just jumping up out of her seat like a couple weeks ago. Remember trying to fight Candy on that patio, remember?
Yeah. No, I feel you, but I'm just saying, like, yes. It's one thing to put yourself in that
scenario.
Didn't
she choke somebody? That, oh, let's talk about that little receipt as well, because, you know, we, this footage is being brought up after we do the little poll. Erica, whose side are you on?
I'm really team NeNe on this one, as opposed to my issue, really, like, I agree with you as far as Portia and Candy, because at that point it seemed like it was light and fun. But as for someone who, you know, I'll keep it 100, has a messy closet, if someone walked in with a camera, they would get snatched.
Yeah.
So I can't say that I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Because at first she didn't even get out of her chair. She was just exactly. like upset. But then when she saw the camera, she was like, oh, hell no.
And we don't really know what happened with Portia. We don't know if she like swung on Portia. That's just what Candy is saying.
I mean, right. Like, I don't really think she was so mad at Portia where she's like, oh, I'm going to fight Portia. I think she didn't want the cameraman in there, and with all of the people in there, I mean, I'm not sure her closet is
Marlo should be thrown into the fire too. Marlo was the one that was egging them on, basically telling them to go pick out an outfit. And NeNe said on Watch What Happens Live, I didn't know that she had said that until I saw the episode.
Okay.
But she wasn't really looking like she was too upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wasn't bringing up that shady stuff to like to be shady towards NeNe. I was just saying like what I've seen on the blogs of all the reasons why she could have freaked out.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying like I didn't even think about those types of scenarios until I read about them. So it's just really, really interesting.
But she was already coming down off of being into it with Marlo, and then it came another ride.
It's a perfect storm of a really bad situation.
Yeah. I just think that no one holds NeNe accountable when she acts out. And that's my problem with the situation is like I want to side with her in this, but she doesn't. Well,
people have tried though.
She doesn't handle situations like
I think
like
she's accountable for snatching the cameraman. She's paid her fine. She's been suspended.
Not because like she was like, oh, I'm sorry for snatching the camera here. Let me pay the fine. It's because it was like pay the fine or don't be on the show.
I wouldn't be apologizing either. If I say don't go, don't film,
she was very much stern. Like, I don't feel bad about like, well, she said basically that she hated what she saw and that she was very much defending the fact that she didn't want anybody in her closet and it's her house and you can't tell her how to act in her house, period. You know what I mean? I feel like, but she was very remorseful about the way it all went down. I just think it's a really unfortunate situation. I feel like it all got out of hand very, very quickly. And I feel like NeNe is at the pit of it, unfortunately. It's an unfortunate situation, and she's...
So should they have a safe word, like, you know, don't stop filming right
exactly,
now?
Like,
I don't know.
I don't... You know what? That's not a bad idea. Like, we know if
no,
you say that...
No, I mean, I think just like in Love & Hip Hop, just get security.
Because I
you know what I'm saying?
I will
like,
say, I work... Like, my day job is associate producer for... Like, I work in reality TV. When these people sign on to stuff like this, you are signing away... Everything you are signing away full access to your house, full access to your life. During the,
that's
from this,
what I was asking.
From this hour to this hour, we get to film whatever we want and we get to use it however we want.
I mean,
so they can go in your attic.
And
they
in
can
return,
go
thank you. If you go under my bed, I'm going to snatch you.
I mean, NeNe gave the instructions to Portia. She told Portia herself, "You can't be acting like this on camera. We're on TV."
But in exchange, these women are getting paid a lot of freaking money. So it's like I don't know. I don't feel that bad for the situation.
Well, before we go to the next topic, I just want to let you guys know that we are so excited that you check in with us each and every week on our live chat, leaving comments, and we just want to thank you because we love being hosts at ESPN of TV Talk, AfterBuzz TV, so make sure you continue to like, comment, and subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and I think we're on Spotify too, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. We're on everything, all platforms.
Check us out everywhere.
Yes, and we'll shout you out, definitely. Someone brought something up in the live chat that I'm very interested to talk about. Someone says, like, Dennis K said, a good host just doesn't leave her guests downstairs. Yeah. She did leave them down there for a good minute. I kind of would have walked up as well and been like, what's the tea? What's going on? So I just feel like it wasn't really that big of a situation until the cameraman walked in. Yeah. I do wish we could see a little bit more.
But maybe they're saving it for the reunion.
That's what I'm thinking. And really? I don't think she was being a good host because she had a mental breakdown. So, I mean, the good host thing is out
of the window. It'd be like that sometimes.
It's over.
It doesn't matter. It was a bad situation, but I don't think that we need to run to the bank with it. That's what I'm really trying to say. I really feel like that's what I've been trying to articulate is we know that she wasn't in the right frame of mind and that she shouldn't have acted that way. You know, they shouldn't have gone in the closet as well. So I feel like, you know, it is what it is. What I don't really want to see happen, and I feel like we're going in that direction, is I don't want to paint Nene out to be this person that beats up pregnant people. Like, that's not a good look. And I can understand if someone painted me out to be that way. I would freaking go insane. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I feel like at the end of the day, they're all cast members and friends. And especially Portia and Nene. I don't think it would ever go that far. And Nene has said plenty of times at the end of the day that she loves Portia. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Right now, it is show day. And the show is here. We're at the dungeon, and Shamari has no voice.
Like Candy said, she's been singing and singing every episode, but then when it comes down to it, God, she can't pull through. Good thing she taped her voice, so she was able to lip sync and do a Britney Spears.
I love how everybody was so nonchalant about the Ashley Simpson. Like, it's fine. We got you backtrack. Like, you're just going to lip sync. It's fine. We're all going to do it. You know, it's not a bad idea, especially with all that dancing and humping going around. Let's talk about this show. It was hot with the red lights everywhere. Very similar show. I know, Q. Use that whip if you're going to have it over there. Yeah. Start whipping everyone. Erica, you need a little. Yes. You need a little bit behind there.
Erica's trying to be all innocent. No, we know you get dirty.
We know Erica has like 9 of these.
I mean, I don't, but I would. No, okay. I think it's psychosomatic because I feel like Shamari is kind of, and maybe that's what I'm gonna say. I'm saying that's what her drinking problem stems from, but I feel like she's on this whole "I want to get my career back" thing, and she's really, I think she's sort of intimidated by Candy. I think she's kind of.
She should have sang live, right?
Well, I mean, I feel like she probably got scared. You know what I'm saying? Because this is when it really counts, and I feel like for
her. She performs.
I saw her perform on like Good Morning America with her husband, and it was
right. Nice. I saw her with Wendy Williams.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's using this show as a, like Candy did, as a way to revamp her career. Mm-hmm. That's what I think her goal is, her dream is, or whatever. That's why she's
exactly
here. But I feel
which
like
is fine.
I feel like she's scared because, you know, I think she's just scared about it. You know what I mean?
She's been out of the loop for too long.
Yeah, because clearly, like we said, she's still wearing clothes from the 90s.
Okay.
So I feel like she's. She's got
there.
A lot going on emotionally, I think, about it. And that's kind of, all of a sudden, now you have laryngitis. So I was like,
and they did a really good job. They killed it. But, you know, it's really easy to kill it when you're just lip syncing.
So. Right. You know, one of her group members passed away. So that might be kind of why she's, like, stuck in that mind frame, I guess, of, you know, trying to move forward. Because I feel like that's the same way with TLC. Like, they're still out there doing things periodically, but because that group member isn't there, it's like
it's never
not
been
the
same.
Yeah. You know?
Well, Candy wants to take the show on the road, and I'm just like, Candy is a freaking hustler. She is always ready to make a dollar. She's like, I got this little show going. Let's take this bitch on the road.
Bring it to LA.
I think it's a great idea, but I'm kind of like back with Riley. Like, how are you going to have another kid? Boom.
True.
Like, what are you doing?
No, you know what? Like, I love it. I think it's a great idea. But I think you're right. It's like another freaking project. It's like, pick one.
Right. It's like, okay, you're going to have 2 restaurants.
The restaurant is fine. That's
gonna,
the backbone of finances.
You're going to have candy-coated nights. And then now you're going to have, like, a road show and then a newborn baby. Like,
it's a lot.
Why can't
she? Crazy. And
why can't she? Like, she's not doing it physically, so it's, like, just another person added on to the babysitter list, you know? Like, I think she can handle it. Why can't women not do the same thing as men and have multiple businesses? Why does she have to, like...
Because it takes time. Because time is finite. You only have so much time. And if you have a toddler...
So Diddy has, like, 30 businesses. Why can't Candy?
Yeah, but you know
but
what,
Diddy
though?
Might not be involved in his kids' life. Like, there's a lot of rappers who have kids all across the place. That doesn't mean that they're actually there raising
them. He's super involved now, but he hasn't been doing anything for a long time.
His kids are also, for the most part, besides the twins, grown adults.
Yeah, that's right. True. All right, well, let's move on. There was no rehearsal, which kind of leads me to the thing that I wanted to say about having a lot of things going, but the quality there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think this is one of the things that Candy has put out that really has potential to really do good. You know, I've seen sex shows in Amsterdam, and what they were showing on TV was giving me kind of like those vibes. Like, it really could work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I really hope that maybe everything else kind of levels down and she focuses on this and just the restaurants. You know what I mean? That's the advice that I would say. But it's Showtime. I love a variety show. And this is like a burlesque variety show. It's a freak show. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wet. Are you guys?
It was definitely a freak show. And Don Juan didn't know what to do.
How come you can't answer the question? Cynthia couldn't answer the question either. It took her like 10 minutes to answer.
I'm like, Cynthia.
Ask me the question again.
I know. Right. Candy's like, are you wet? I'm just kidding. All right, so we're all candy-coated. What did we think about the Cynthia and Candy situation before we move on to Marlo's crazy ass?
I think Cynthia was ready. She was waiting for that her whole, like, last season. She's been waiting for that.
Yeah, she's been dreaming of that. Ready.
Yeah.
Yes, finally, it's happening.
That was on her vision board.
Exactly. I wish we could have seen, like, the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think actually, if she takes it on the road, I don't know how she. I think she got to take Cynthia on the road too, because I think
well, she can find a sexy lady. Cynthia,
it plays into the part right,
exactly. Because Cynthia's going, you're gonna go there just to see Cynthia. Like, okay, I don't need to see Shamari lip sync, but I do want to see Cynthia's response.
Exactly, I want to see Cynthia try out her little lesbian fantasy.
Exactly,
she's been trying to exercise.
All that for $35. That's what I want. How much are those tickets? I wonder.
No, she did sell them all out
yes,
though. Candy coated entertainment is just popping.
I don't know. It looked hot when she first opened up with the white outfit with the mask. I love it.
The return of Don Juan.
Mm-hmm. He can't run the show. Why? Why doesn't he know what he's doing?
You guys, the comments
Don
on Twitter.
Juan never works. Like, he doesn't have a job.
How has he been around this long?
The comments on Twitter.
He's a professional gossiper. That's what Don Juan does.
Yes. What are they saying, Lynn?
Keen Lagerfeld. I love that show, Real Sex, on HBO. That was a great
that
show.
That was like when we were too young to watch
it. I remember that from like middle school.
Right.
We were too young to be watching that.
But yeah. I still watched
I
it.
I watched the rerun.
You had the button. You had the button set on like Disney Channel or something. And you like switch it over really quickly.
No, Erica's right. Like
it was on Nick at Night.
I watched it. I watched all the reruns. I was not old enough to watch it when it premiered,
yes,
though.
Yes. Let's go with that.
All right, let's talk about this thing, because, you know, there's always, like, a party pooper. We're in the middle of having fun. We just saw a show. We're backstage. You're supposed to say congratulations, but instead, your ass is saying you got a drinking problem? Marlo, how can you tell somebody they have a drinking problem when your ass is wasted yourself? I don't, like, pot kettle. Like, I don't get it.
It's kind of hilarious.
It's kind of the truth, Shamari.
She's so messy, though. Here's the thing about Marlo. I'm never going to, like, really fully be Team Marlo as far as, like, I'm going to feel any type of sympathies towards her because she doesn't show any type of transparency. We've never really seen anything vulnerable come out of her.
Well, you know what, boo? I'm going to say on behalf of Marlo, you want to be transparent? Give a sister a peach. I'll be transparent.
Okay. Exactly. It says Nene's
listen,
friend,
friend
at the
of
bottom.
The show.
Yes. You want to find out who I'm hooking up
stop
with.
Stop calling everybody a drunk friend of the show. We're just trying to party down.
I'm just a friend of the show.
Well, Shamari, does she have a problem? She
absolutely.
Said she doesn't. She said
she's
she doesn't drink at home.
I don't think she has a problem with it, but
she is an alcoholic.
Well, you know what? That Bravo montage really didn't help.
Here's my thing, I think. We've seen on so many of the Housewives. Anytime they get that wasted on camera, 80% of the time
they play them out to be like that.
80% of the time they have a problem because it's not like, oh, I just got drunk at this one party. Like, she's been consistently drinking.
Well, she said she doesn't drink at home, so how can
that's
she be out
there?
That's what she said. To play devil's advocate, or maybe I'm an alcoholic. I don't know. But I just feel like if I'm at a party, I'm going to drink. What do these women do all the time? They go to parties together. So
exactly.
Drink.
Right, but when you take along two people who are pretending to be your friends so they can drive you home because you know
that's
before
called preparation.
You get there.
Yeah.
And didn't you already say you already have a DUI?
Let me tell you something. If drunk. When I get money, I will have people come to take care
she's
of me.
She's trying to avoid that DUI.
I want someone with a taco ready to go. Okay.
But she's trying to avoid that DUI part two, boo. You can't
exactly.
fault her for that.
So that's the thing. If you're so drunk, how many times have you been drinking and driving and the police did not catch your butt?
You know what, though?
You were drunk. You alcohol.
One thing about the situation is Marlo was so freaking drunk, you could have kind of just played that right back towards her. Be
thank
like,
you.
Y'all drunk ass right now. Maybe you have a problem.
Thank
you know
you.
What I mean? She was drunk enough to make the situation situation light. But I don't know. Maybe they are going to take it to the bank with this. Another storyline for Marlo.
I know. I mean, Shamari felt guilty, I think.
Shamari should just claim it because this might be her road to the peach.
Reclaiming my time.
All I have to say is that I think it's a little rude to do that backstage. Let's move on to our tweets. We have some juicy stuff. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it out.
Pick it up.
I mean, you know, Candy and Cynthia told Kenya what went down at the reunion, just gearing her up in case of season 12. We found a picture of Kenya hanging out with Cynthia and Candy. And yeah, that's why the tweet said this, you know. There was so much drama at the reunion. Girl, you got to get over here. We have to talk about this. You are in luck. There's going to be a spot for you for season 12, baby. You and Phaedra.
Please.
Let's move on to the next tweet by Mozo Breezy. I don't think I've ever seen anyone use the Real Housewives of Atlanta platform to make a coin like Candy does. She's a top-tier hustler.
What's her name does New York, though?
Bethany.
Bethany does, too.
Bethany is, the New York Candy.
Yeah, exactly.
And vice versa.
Exactly, I totally
agree. And then one of my other favorites on Twitter, @LoveNDC, she says, "Watch What Happens Live just confirmed that Nene unfollowed Andy on Instagram along with everybody else of her cast members except for Shamari and Marlo." Ooh. I mean, this was crazy. I knew you guys all knew that she unfollowed the cast, but did you guys know that she unfollowed Andy as well? She is petty. Oh my God.
Listen, if you don't like your boss or you don't want your boss to see certain things, you mute them.
Okay.
Or not just that, you know Andy brought the pain at the reunion.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
she ain't trying to mute anyone. She's trying to like really show, I'm pissed off right now.
I know he said something crazy at that reunion, I am sure. Under the guise of the questions that he makes up and pretends they come from the audience.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so funny how he does that.
Carol called him out. She was like, yeah, those polls, yeah, that's the studio audience and his employees.
Right.
It's not even the internet. And there's people at home just clicking away.
Right. That's so hilarious.
Let's move on to our news and gossip. Convo, take it away.
Breaking news. So, according to Maury, who's been on the air for about 30 years, he's 80 years old. Can you believe this show is still going on?
Is he really 80?
He's 80.
Wow.
And he's still telling people, you are the father. So, we already knew Dennis was Portia's baby daddy, but they got a special gift from Maury with a onesie for the baby with his face on it saying, you are not the father. They don't have a picture of it up here, but... You know,
you mean you are the father.
You are the father.
You are. What did I say?
You are not the father.
Yeah, he is.
That would have been a read.
That would have been a really funny one, though.
You know, I feel like Mari's still trying to stay relevant, so he's staying...
He's an icon.
You know, he is an icon, but he's staying involved in pop culture by reaching out to these, you know... reality stars. Portia is one of them, and so he got a gift for him, and I thought it was really cool and sweet.
Yes, well, I don't know, guys. We finished the whole episode, and we didn't find Nene. I mean, maybe there was like a fine. Maybe she was suspended. Y'all need to stop. I posted a video, and they were like going crazy. I mean, she didn't even get fired. I'm like, I didn't say she got fired. I'm saying, I think, you guys, she might have been fined or suspended.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I said what I said. Let's do a quick prediction. What do we think we're going to see? There's only maybe like a hand, maybe like under
TV
5 or 6 episodes left before we see the reunion.
Okay.
Quick predictions. What do we think?
Quick predictions. Since she unfollowed her, I do feel like somehow Eva and Nene are going to have a splashing fallout before the end.
I obviously, like, we have social media so we can see things in, you know, real time. I think that Candy and Portia are going to have another blow up because they're not cool now, and I want to know why.
Well, this is what I think. I think Andy told Eva not to have Nene at her wedding, and so that's when she unfollowed everybody.
I have to point out.
Because they're filming it, right?
Keen Lagerfeld, your comment, I just died right now. He put Andy be like, Andy Niqua from Chicago asks.
Exactly.
I was dying.
Why she got me from Chicago? But you're right, though.
All right, my prediction is that Nene, that Cynthia is going to hold Nene accountable, and that's why she gets unfollowed as well. I can't wait to see it. Make sure to come back. Every Sunday, we're going to be breaking it down for you guys. Make sure to keep up on my Instagram, because I have some stuff brewing. It's coming, I promise. I promise I have a new show. Just hang in there with me. It's coming. At Hollywood Leanne, and I can't do this without my girls, my shady, bitchy panel.
I'm the sweet one. I'm this conversation piece. You can follow me on Instagram at M-I-S-S conversation piece, like a piece of cake. Or you can tweet me at M-I-S-S combo piece. Or check me out on Love & Hip Hop panel. I'll be on there.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
I am the cougar or the panther of the panel because I'm black.
All right, black you guys. Panther.
Exactly. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Why gotta be black? Panther. Bye, after buzzers.
Bye, you guys.
Spanker, spanker.
Bye.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
So you don't feel like that's the case when you're filming?
I don't know. I think it's crazy.
Well, in that case, I feel like I'm Team Nene, because I'm going to pull you out. If I see you keep recording, then yeah. I got to do what I got to do.
Are we talking about Team Cameraman and Team Nene, or Team Candy and Portia and Team Nene?
Well, I don't know. Like I
feel like those are two different.
Yeah, I'm talking about the closet scenario.
I feel like, even though Candy and Portia were in the wrong for going in there, I just don't think on any level that should have been the reaction.
Yeah.
That Nene. So I don't want to be on.
How could she stop them, though?
I mean, she listen, we've
if
heard.
If you say no, don't heard, go, and they I'm keep saying, going.
We've heard Nene cuss some people out, and it's been pretty intimidating. She could have gone in there without throwing hands and been equally as intimidating, in my opinion.
What if the sex toys were laying out or something? Like, honestly, like, it could be anything. Like,
I think that it's messy for her to go in there swinging, all that. I think, especially, I don't know, maybe I'd feel different if Portia wasn't pregnant, but I just, that whole situation is just like,
but the pregnant thing, though, Portia was just jumping up out of her seat like a couple weeks ago. Remember trying to fight Candy on that patio, remember?
Yeah. No, I feel you, but I'm just saying, like, yes. It's one thing to put yourself in that
scenario.
Didn't
she choke somebody? Let's talk about that little receipt as well, because, you know, this footage is being brought up after we do the little poll. Erica, whose side are you on?
I'm really Team Nene on this one, as opposed to my issue, really, like, I agree with you as far as Portia and Candy, because at that point it seemed like it was light and fun. But as for someone who, you know, I'll keep it 100, has a messy closet, if someone walked in with a camera, they would get snatched.
Yeah.
So I can't say that I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Because at first she didn't even get out of her chair. She was just like upset. But then when she saw the camera, she was like, oh, hell no.
And we don't really know what happened with Portia. We don't know if she like swung on Portia. That's just what Candy is saying.
I mean, right. Like, I don't really think she was so mad at Portia where she's like, oh, I'm going to fight Portia. I think she didn't want the cameraman in there, and with all of the people in there, I mean, I'm not sure her closet is
Marlo should be thrown into the fire too. Marlo was the one that was egging them on, basically telling them to go pick out an outfit. And Nene said on Watch What Happens Live, I didn't know that she had said that until I saw the episode.
Okay.
But she wasn't really looking like she was too upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wasn't bringing up that shady stuff to be shady towards Nene. I was just saying, like, what I've seen on the blogs of all the reasons why she could have freaked out.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, I didn't even think about those types of scenarios until I read about them. So it's just really, really interesting.
But she was already coming down off of being into it with Marlo, and then it came another ride.
It's a perfect storm of a really bad situation.
Yeah. I just think that no one holds Nene accountable when she acts out. And that's my problem with the situation is, like, I want to side with her in this, but she doesn't.
People have tried, though.
She doesn't handle situations like...
I think
like
she's accountable for snatching the cameraman. She's paid her fine. She's been suspended.
Not because, like, she was like, oh, I'm sorry for snatching the camera here. Let me pay the fine. It's because it was like, pay the fine or don't be on the show.
I wouldn't be apologizing either. If I say, don't go, don't film, why am I apologizing?
She was very much stern. Like, I don't feel bad about, like... Well, she said basically that she hated what she saw and that she was very much defending the fact that she didn't want anybody in her closet and it's her house and you can't tell her how to act in her house, period. You know what I mean? I feel like, but she was very remorseful about the way it all went down. I just think it's a really unfortunate situation. I feel like it all got out of hand very, very quickly. And I feel like Nene is at the pit of it, unfortunately. It's an unfortunate situation, and she's...
So should they have a safe word, like, you know, don't stop filming right now? I don't know.
I don't... You know what? That's not a bad idea. Like, we know if you say that...
No, I mean, I think just like in Love & Hip Hop, just get security.
Because I
will... You know what I'm saying?
I will say, I work... Like, my day job is associate producer for... Like, I work in reality TV. When these people sign on to stuff like this, you are signing away... Everything. You are signing away full access to your house, full access to your life. From this hour to this hour, we get to film whatever we want and we get to use it however we want.
I mean, so they can go in your attic.
And
they
in
can
return,
go thank you. If you go under my bed, I'm going to snatch you.
I mean, Nene gave the instructions to Portia. She told Portia herself, you can't be acting like this on camera. We're on TV.
But in exchange, these women are getting paid a lot of freaking money. So it's like, I don't know. I don't feel that bad for the situation.
Well, before we go to the next topic, I just want to let you guys know that we are so excited that you check in with us each and every week on our live chat, leaving comments, and we just want to thank you because we love being hosts at ESPN of TV Talk, AfterBuzz TV, so make sure you continue to like, comment, and subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and I think we're on Spotify too, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. We're on everything, all platforms.
Check us out everywhere.
Yes, and we'll shout you out, definitely. Someone brought something up in the live chat that I'm very interested to talk about. Someone says, like, Dennis K said, a good hostess doesn't leave her guests downstairs. Yeah. She did leave them down there for a good minute. I kind of would have walked up as well and been like, what's the tea? What's going on? So I just feel like it wasn't really that big of a situation until the cameraman walked in. Yeah. I do wish we could see a little bit more.
But maybe they're saving it for the reunion.
That's what I'm thinking. And really? I don't think she was being a good host because she had a mental breakdown. So, I mean, the good host thing is out of the
window. It'd be like that sometimes.
It's over.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It was a bad situation. But I don't think that, we need to run to the bank with it. That's what I'm really trying to say. I really feel like that's what I've been trying to articulate is we know that she wasn't in the right frame of mind and that she shouldn't have acted that way, you know, they shouldn't have gone in the closet as well. So I feel like, you know, it is what it is. What I don't really want to see happen, and I feel like we're going in that direction, is I don't want to paint Nene out to be this person that beats up pregnant people. Like, that's not a good look. And I can understand if someone painted me out to be that way, I would freaking go insane. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I feel like at the end of the day, they're all cast members and friends, and especially Portia and Nene. I don't think it would ever go that far, and Nene has said plenty of times at the end of the day that she loves Portia, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Right now, it is show day, and the show is here. We're at the dungeon, and Shamari has no voice.
Like Candy said, she's been singing and singing every episode, but then when it comes down to it, God, she can't pull through. Good thing she taped her voice, so she was able to lip sync and do a Britney Spears.
I love how everybody was so nonchalant about the Ashley Simpson. Like, it's fine. We got you backtrack. Like, you're just going to lip sync. It's fine. We're all going to do it. You know, it's not a bad idea, especially with all that dancing and humping going around. Let's talk about this show. It was hot with the red lights everywhere.
I saw a very similar show.
I know, Q. Use that whip if you're going to have it over there. Yeah. Start whipping everyone. Erica, you need a little.
Yes.
You need a little bit behind there.
Erica's trying to be all innocent. No, we know you get dirty.
We know Erica has like 9 of these.
I mean, I don't, but I would. No. Okay. I would. I think it's psychosomatic because I feel like Shamari is kind of, and maybe that's what, I'm saying that's what her drinking problem stems from, but I feel like she's on this whole, I want to get my career back thing, and she's really, I think she's sort of intimidated by Candy. I think she's kind of...
She should have sang live, right?
Well, I mean, I feel like she probably got scared, you know what I'm saying? Because this is when it really counts, and I feel like for
her... She performs.
I saw her perform on like Good Morning America with her husband, and it was
nice. Right. I saw her with Wendy Williams.
And, yeah, I mean, I feel like she's using this show as a like Candy did as a way to revamp her career. Mm-hmm. That's what I think her goal is, her dream is, or whatever. That's why she's
exactly.
here. But I feel
which
like
is fine.
I feel like she's scared because you know I think she's just scared about it. You know what I mean?
She's been out of the loop for
too
long.
Yeah, because clearly, like we said, she's still wearing clothes from the 90s.
Okay.
So I feel like she's. She's got
there.
A lot going on emotionally, I think, about it. And that's kind of, all of a sudden, now you have laryngitis. So I was like,
and they did a really good job. They killed it. But, you know, it's really easy to kill it when you're just lip syncing.
Right.
So. You know, one of her group members passed away. So that might be kind of why she's, like, stuck in that mind frame, I guess, of, you know, trying to move forward. Because I feel like that's the same way with TLC. Like, they're still out there doing things periodically, but because that group member isn't there, it's like
it's never been
the
same.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, Candy wants to take the show on the road, and I'm just like, Candy is a freaking hustler. She is always ready to make a dollar. She's like, I got this little show going. Let's take this bitch on the road.
Bring it to LA.
I think it's a great idea, but I'm kind of like. Back with Riley. Like, how are you going to have another kid?
Boom. True.
Like, what are you doing?
No, you know what? Like, I love it. I think it's a great idea. But I think you're right. It's like another freaking project. It's like, pick one.
Right. It's like, okay, you're going to have two restaurants.
The restaurant is fine. That's the backbone of finances.
Candy-coated nights. And then now you're going to have, like, a road show and then a newborn baby. Like,
it's a lot.
Why can't
she?
Crazy. And a toddler.
She's not doing it physically, so it's, like, just another person added on to the babysitter list, you know? Like, I think she can handle it. Why can't women not do the same thing as men and have multiple businesses? Why does she have to, like...
Because it takes time. Because time is finite. You only have so much time. And if you have a toddler...
So Diddy has, like, 30 businesses. Why can't Candy?
Yeah, but you know what,
Diddy might not be involved in his kids' life. Like, there's a lot of rappers who have kids all across the place. That doesn't mean that they're actually there raising
them. He's super involved now, but he hasn't been doing anything for a long time.
His kids are also, for the most part, besides the twins, grown adults.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's move on. There was no rehearsal, which kind of leads me to the thing that I wanted to say about having a lot of things going, but the quality there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think this is one of the things that Candy has put out that really has potential to really do good. You know, I've seen sex shows in Amsterdam, and what they were showing on TV was giving me kind of like those vibes. Like, it really could work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I really hope that maybe everything else kind of levels down and she focuses on this and just the restaurants. You know what I mean? That's the advice that I would say. But it's showtime. I love a variety show. And this is like a burlesque variety show. It's a freak show. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wet. Are you guys?
It was definitely a freak show. And Don Juan didn't know what to do.
How come you can't answer the question? Cynthia couldn't answer the question either. It took her like 10 minutes to answer.
I'm like, Cynthia.
Asking the question again.
I know.
Right.
Candy's like, are you wet? I'm just kidding. All right, so we're all candy-coated. What did we think about the Cynthia and Candy situation before we move on to Marlo's crazy ass?
I think Cynthia was ready. She was waiting for that her whole, like, last season. She's been waiting for that.
Yeah, she's been dreaming of that.
Yeah.
Yes, finally, it's happening.
That was on her vision board.
Exactly.
I wish we could have seen, like, the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think actually, if she takes it on the road, I don't know how she. I think she got to take Cynthia on the road too, because I think
well, she can find a sexy lady.
Cynthia,
it plays into the part
right, exactly. Because Cynthia's going, you're gonna go there just to see Cynthia. Like, okay, I don't need to see Shamari lip sync, but I do want to see Cynthia's response.
Exactly, I want to see Cynthia try out her little lesbian fantasy.
Exactly,
she's been trying
exactly.
to exercise.
All that for $35. That's what I want. How much are those tickets? I wonder.
No, she did sell them all out, yes, though. So, candy-coated entertainment is just popping.
I don't know. It looked hot when she first opened up with the white outfit with the mask. I love it.
The return of Don Juan.
Mm-hmm. He can't run the show. Why? Why didn't he know what he was doing?
You guys, the comments
Don
on Twitter.
Juan never works. Like, he doesn't have a job.
How has he been around this long?
The comments
he's
on
gossiper.
Twitter.
He's a professional gossiper. That's what Don Juan
does. Yes. What are they saying, Lynn?
Keen Lagerfeld. I love that show, Real Sex, on HBO. That was a great
that
show.
That was like when we were too young to watch
it. I was saying, I remember that from like middle school.
We were too young to be watching that.
But yeah. I still watched
I
it.
I watched the rerun.
You had the button. You had the button set on like Disney Channel or something. And you like switch it over really quickly.
No, Erica's right. Like
when it was on Nick at Night.
I watched it. I watched all the reruns. I was not old enough to watch it when it premiered,
yes,
though.
Yes.
Let's go with that.
All right, let's talk about this thing, because, you know, there's always, like, a party pooper. We're in the middle of having fun. We just saw a show. We're backstage. You're supposed to say congratulations, but instead, your ass is saying you got a drinking problem? Marlo, how can you tell somebody they have a drinking problem when your ass is wasted yourself? I don't, like, pot kettle. Like, I don't get it.
It's kind of hilarious, though.
It's kind of the truth, Shamari.
She's so messy, though. Here's the thing about Marlo. I'm never going to, like, really fully be team Marlo as far as, like, I'm going to feel any type of sympathies towards her because she doesn't show any type of transparency. We've never really seen anything vulnerable come out of her.
Well, you know what, boo? I'm going to say on behalf of Marlo, you want her to be transparent? Give a sister a peach. I'm going to be transparent.
Okay. Exactly. It says Nene's
friend,
friend at the
of
bottom.
The show.
Yes. You want to find out who I'm hooking up
Stop
with.
Stop calling
Mo.
Everybody a drunk friend of the show. We're just trying to party down.
I'm just a friend of the show.
Well, Shamari, does she have a problem? She
Absolutely.
Said she doesn't. She said she's an alcoholic.
Drink at home. I don't think she has a problem with it, but
she is an alcoholic.
Well, you know what? That Bravo montage really didn't help.
Right. Here's my thing, I think. We've seen on so many of the Housewives. Anytime they get that wasted on camera, 80% of the time
they play them out to be like that.
80% of the time they have a problem because it's not like, oh, I just got drunk at this one party. Like, she's been consistently drinking.
Well, she said she doesn't drink at home, so how can
That's
she
what
be
she
alcoholic?
Said, but
That's what she said. To play devil's advocate, or maybe I'm an alcoholic. I don't know. But I just feel like if I'm at a party, I'm going to drink. What do these women do all the time? They go to parties together. So
exactly.
Drink.
Right, but when you take along two people who are pretending to be your friends so they can drive you home because you know
That's
before
called preparation.
You get there.
Yeah.
And didn't you already say you already have a DUI?
Let that me tell you something. If drunk. When I get money, I will have people come to take care
She's
of me.
She's trying to avoid that DUI.
I want someone with a taco ready to go. Okay.
But she's trying to avoid that DUI part two, boo. You can't
exactly.
fault her for that.
So that's the thing. If you're so drunk, how many times have you been drinking and driving and the police did not catch your butt?
You know what, though?
You were drunk. You were alcohol.
One thing about the situation is Marlo was so freaking drunk, you could have kind of just played that right back towards her. Be like, y'all drunk ass right now. Maybe you have a problem.
Thank
you know
you.
What I mean? She was drunk enough to make the situation light, but I don't know. Maybe they are going to take it to the bank with this. Another storyline for Marlo.
I know. I mean, Shamari felt guilty, I think.
Shamari right. should just claim it, because this might be her road to the peach.
Reclaiming my time.
All yes. I have to say is that I think it's a little rude to do that backstage. Let's move on to our tweets. We have some juicy stuff. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it out.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
I mean, you know, Candy and Cynthia told Kenya what went down at the reunion, just gearing her up for in case of season 12. We found a picture of Kenya hanging out with Cynthia and Candy. And yeah, that's why the tweet said this, you know. There was so much drama at the reunion. Girl, you got to get over here. We have to talk about this. You are in luck. There's going to be a spot for you for season 12, baby. You and Phaedra.
Please.
Let's move on to the next tweet by Mozo Breezy. I don't think I've ever seen anyone use the Real Housewives of Atlanta platform to make a coin like Candy does. She's a top-tier hustler.
Facts.
What's her name does New York, though? What's the,
Bethany.
Bethany
yeah.
does, too.
Bethany is, you know, the New York Candy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
They're and vice versa.
Exactly.
And then one of my other favorites on Twitter, at LoveNDC, she says, watch what happens live. Just confirmed that Nene unfollowed Andy on Instagram along with everybody else. of her cast members except for Shamari and Marlo. Ooh. I mean, this was crazy. I knew you guys all knew that she unfollowed the cast, but did you guys know that she unfollowed Andy as well? She is petty. Oh my God.
Listen, if you don't like your boss or you don't want your boss to see certain things, you mute them.
Okay.
Or not just that, you know Andy brought the pain at the reunion.
Oh
right?
My God. Andy is not playing. Yeah, she ain't trying to mute anyone. She's trying to like really show I'm pissed off right now.
I know he says something crazy at that reunion, I am sure. Under the guise of the questions that he makes up and pretends they come from the audience.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so funny and, how he does that.
Carol called him out. She was like, yeah, those polls, yeah, that's the studio audience and his employees.
Right.
And it's not even the internet. And there's people at home just clicking away.
Right. That's so hilarious.
Let's move on to our news and gossip convo. Take it away.
Breaking news. So, according to Maury, who's been on the air for about 30 years, he's 80 years old. Can you believe this show is still going on?
Is he really 80?
He's 80.
Wow.
And he's still telling people, you are the father. So, we already knew Dennis was Portia's baby daddy, but they got a special gift from Maury with a onesie for the baby with his face on it saying, you are not the father. They don't have a picture of it up here. But, you know.
You mean you are the father?
You are the father.
You are. What did I say?
You are not the father.
Yeah, he is.
That would have been a read.
That would have been a really funny one, you know.
You know, I feel like Mari's still trying to stay relevant, so he's staying.
He's an icon.
You know, he is an icon, but he's staying involved in pop culture by reaching out to these, you know, reality stars. Portia is one of them, and so he got a gift for him, and I thought it was really cool and sweet.
Yes, well, I don't know, guys. We finished the whole episode, and we didn't find Nene. I mean, maybe there was, like, a fine. Maybe she was suspended. Y'all need to stop. I posted a video, and they were, like, going crazy. I mean, she didn't even get fired. I'm like, I didn't say she got fired. I'm saying, I think, you guys, she might have been fined or suspended.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I said what I said. Let's do a quick prediction. What do we think we're going to see? There's only maybe, like, a hand, maybe, like, under
TV
5 or 6 episodes left before we see the reunion.
Okay.
Quick predictions. What
quick
do we think?
Quick predictions. Since she unfollowed her, I do feel like somehow Eva and Nene are going to have a splashing fallout before the end.
I obviously, like, we have social media so we can see things in, you know, real time. I think that Candy and Portia are going to have another blow up because they're not cool now, and I want to know why.
Well,
I want to know.
This is what I think. I think Andy told Eva not to have Nene at her wedding, and so that's when she unfollowed everybody.
I have to point out.
Because they're filming it, right?
Keen Lagerfeld, your comment, I just died right now. He put Andy be like, Andy Niqua from Chicago asks.
Exactly.
I was dying.
Why she got me from Chicago? But you're right though.
All right, my prediction is that Nene, that Cynthia is going to hold Nene accountable, and that's why she gets unfollowed as well. I can't wait to see it. Make sure to come back every Sunday. We're going to be breaking it down for you guys. Make sure to keep up on my Instagram because I have some stuff brewing. It's coming, I promise. I promise I have a new show. Just hang in there with me. It's coming. At Hollywood Leanne, and I can't do this without my girls, my shady, bitchy panel.
I'm the sweet one. I'm this conversation piece. You can follow me on Instagram at M-I-S-S conversation piece, like a piece of cake. Or you can tweet me at M-I-S-S combo piece. Or check me out on Love and Hip Hop panel. I'll be on there.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
I am the cougar or the panther of the panel because I'm black.
Aren't black
you
guys? Panther.
Exactly. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Why gotta be black? Panther. Bye, after buzzers.
Bye, you guys.
Spanker, spanker.
Bye.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.